These are testing times for Food for Thought, the Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank. While general awareness of AIDS as a public health crisis has abated, the disease itself has not gone away, points out Rachel Gardner, the agency's deputy executive director. In fact, the number of clients who rely on Food for Thought for basic foodstuffs is continuing to grow.
We serve about 650 people in the county. 50 of those are dependent children of our clients. They are either been given a diagnosis of being HIV positive or have been given an AIDS diagnosis. We have a lot of people living in families, a lot of single moms, a burgeoning, unfortunately, Latino community.
Providing food for dependent children is a relatively new expansion of their service, but Gardner explains they saw it as a clear necessity.
Our clients, who are parents like any parents, will offer their food first to their children. So they weren't themselves benefiting from the nutrition that we were offering, and we felt that in order for our clients to have the nutrition we wanted to provide them with, we needed to give them that much more food so they could make sure that their children were being fed as well.
Food for Thought now operates from a bright, modern building a block off the main drag in Forestville, surrounded by gardens teeming with fresh produce. But Gardner says many of their clients never get there.
The reasons for our delivery service have shifted over the years. It used to be just if somebody was not well enough to come in. Now, unfortunately, because of gas prices and just the overall economy, a lot of our clients who live far from our site can't afford to come in.
Doing all this has become an ever-increasing challenge as public attention has shifted to other concerns.
That is one of the unfortunate effects of hearing that HIV is no big deal and it's over and you don't need to worry about it anymore because you could just take some drugs. There is not a lot of press about it anymore. It's really downplayed in a way that I think is dangerous. And of course, with the cuts that have happened both on the state and county level, there actually is no funding whatsoever for HIV prevention, which is actually a really scary thing.
Budget cuts have also directly affected Food for Thought through a two-year phasing out of the federal Ryan White program, which, until last year, represented about 14% of their annual $1 million budget. Gardner remains optimistic they'll be able to find a way to bridge that gap. One step in that direction is Food for Thought's signature annual fundraising event, Calabash.
We call it a celebration of Gourd's Art in the Garden. We give to artists all over the Bay Area gourds that we've grown in the garden and have cured, and they create beautiful artwork for the silent auction. We also have the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence come and sell raffle tickets for us. We have professional musicians playing live music on gourd instruments, tours of the garden, which are at their peak this time of year. It's just a great community feeling and a really festive event.
That's coming up on Sunday afternoon. Food for Thought also benefits from the annual Dining Out for Life event, which returns locally on December 2nd. But rather than events, Gardner is hoping they can keep their budget balanced using grants, donations, and even more volunteers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.